Welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, leading a healthy lifestyle includes all sorts of things, and certainly it includes having some fun. Having fun usually spills into the weekends, and one of the things that people can't seem to get a grip of is how to get a grip of the weekends. One of the things that I've always joked about is not becoming weak on the weekends and keeping your weekends strong, conquering them so that you can see progress. Sometimes people will allow themselves the weekends to relax, and of course you should, but sometimes people give themselves too much wiggle room on the weekends. You know the story, Monday through Friday, you hit the gym, you eat healthy, but come the weekend, you fall off the wagon. Well, and sometimes falling off the wagon entails falling off completely, getting run over a couple times, and then not knowing how to get back up. So how much damage can be done on the weekend? Well, it can range from a little bit of damage to a lot of damage. But one of the biggest things that I want to talk about today is understanding what damage can be done on the weekends. And sometimes people go into this with the mindset that it's okay to do what you want to do on the weekends. And as soon as that is the mindset, our guard goes down and we become very mindless. And so I want to discuss this because there is a very, very, very happy median and there's a very fine line to this. And once you figure this out, and once you get this and there's this balance, it's this amazing balancing act, you can conquer it. So how damaging is it for your body, for your health, and for your mind to be a either saint or a full-blown sinner on the weekends? Well, it really depends on the results that you're looking for, and it depends on how bad you want them. Certainly, if you are somebody that follows me and that you're somebody that listens to my shows, you know that one of the top things that I preach is realistic, sustainable expectations. And of course, you can go into this whole health thing with the mindset that you are going to hit it full force and you are going to not cheat and you are going to be a saint over the weekends, but inevitably it is going to catch up to you. And being this unrealistic state is going to eventually bite you in the booty. And when that happens, you're going to find yourself sitting in front of a huge platter of nachos and a big pie, and you're not going to know when to stop. So for most of us, the odd treat here and there on the weekends isn't going to do much damage. If you've ever eaten a ridiculously huge meal and you've had that near explosive stomach feeling, that you've entertained this negative thought that you've gained all of this weight from this one meal, we've all felt this. Well, here's the news. You cannot gain that much weight from one meal. Well, that is the good news, but it could be bad news. What you eat or what you overeat doesn't instantly turn into weight gain. How much you eat over the course of a few days or a week or a accumulation of several weekends can result in weight gain. And so that is the theme of today's show. It is this imbalance that people create. It doesn't occur from just one meal. It is what happens when we have an accumulation of poor meals over a period of time. And that is when the weight creeps up on us. To put it even more simply, weight gain occurs when we don't burn off the calories that we consume. And we know this, of course. And certainly if we're not tracking the calories and if we have no idea how much calories that we've eaten, then we have no idea when this imbalance occurs. And certainly if we aren't keeping track of our portions, then we have slipped. It has slipped between our fingers and we have no idea at all what we've done. And so what I'm going to talk about today is how do you create this balance and how do you keep this from slipping between those fingers? There is a way to do this. It is a balancing act, of course. And just like anything else, it is all about habits. I've been very, very open about this in the past because I, Irene Cook, I'm here to tell you that I used to overeat like a boss. It's a true story. You know, I was good all week long, Monday through Friday. I ate perfectly. I got up every day. I went to the gym. I trained like crazy for my marathons. And on Fridays, that is when the ritual began. I had it built in to my regimen. On Fridays, it began. So it was either Chinese food, it was pizza, it was Mexican, whatever we decided that we were going to have, it started on Friday. And you know what? I would get up on Fridays and I would wake up and just know that Friday night is when the ritual began. I would call my husband and we would start planning. Friday became the gateway drug to the rest of the weekend, and there was nothing more exciting than that. And then it rolled into Saturday, and it rolled into Sunday, and Sunday brunches, and then of course it was Sunday football games, and it just kept going on and on and on and on, until one day, it rolled into Thursday night. And if you are now listening, going, "Oh my gosh, this sounds way too familiar." And this is the problem. It is a gateway. And so this accumulation of weekends has now become more than 2/3 of the week. So inevitably, there is no way anyone is going to see progress. And in our minds, all we think about is all of the hard work that we do when that alarm rings on Monday morning and we go to the gym and we pound it out and we start measuring our food on Monday and on Tuesday and on Wednesday and all day Thursday. That is hard work. But it gets all washed away. I've spoken of this analogy many, many times. About the artist that spends all week long diligently painting this mural with his 18 different brushes and his 35 different colors and wakes up every day and just with such precision spends all week long painting this mural. And starting on Thursday, he very, very mindlessly starts taking a big brush and dips it into black paint and paints right over that mural. And that is essentially what people do on the weekends. And really, they're giving themselves permission to do that. So I made a surprising discovery. How did I break through this cycle? Well, I got really tired of seeing the same 5-pound weight gain from Thursday to Monday was this repetitive cycle. And with the help of my own studies, I realized what I was doing with my own eating habits. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it was a huge challenge. And now it was not only a horrible habit that I had to break, but there were some very questionable weekday habits that I also had to change. And it became this whole picture that I had to reevaluate. So once I identified these patterns and how they affected my weekend behavior, I developed a much healthier relationship with food and myself. And so here are some strategies that I used to help me turn my unhealthy weekend eating habits to some healthier ones. And I'm hoping that maybe you can take some of the things that I've learned and encumber them and use them for yourself. Well, first of all, the all or nothing attitude is something that many of you may have, and I do have an entire show on all or nothingism. And it's something that you should really evaluate. You want to throw away the thought of a perfect diet. There is no such thing as a perfect diet. There's no such thing as a strict meal plan. So you have to actually allow for some leeway. So if it's Saturday and you're going to go out to lunch with your family and you know it's not going to be perfect, it's okay to order a cheeseburger. You don't have to eat the whole thing. You know, it's okay to order a cheeseburger and eat half. It's okay to order a cheeseburger and tell the waitress to hold the cheese and the mayo, eat half, and only have some of your French fries. Just because it's Saturday does not mean you have to throw all of your goals away and eat the entire plate. Also, keep in mind, whatever your goals are during the week, those goals should still stick with you on the weekend. I'm constantly surprised at the number of people that I work with during the week that work so hard all week long, and they stick to a schedule, and they log their food, and they count their calories, and then the weekends come, and that all goes out the window. I encourage you to stick with your schedule. What can you eat? What can't you eat? When can you eat and when can't you eat? These all apply. These rules still apply. So as soon as you allow yourself to stick to a schedule just like you do during the week, this will all fall into place. And then another big thing, another big strategy is I gave up on cheat days. Talked about this before. We don't cheat on anything in life. You shouldn't cheat on your health. Give it a splurge. Don't make it a cheat. The whole cheat day thing has really, really given people permission to choose what they want to do all week long, all weekend long. So change the mindset on that. Allow it to be a splurge. Make your choice something that you own. You know, turn down the dessert if you don't really want it. Own that choice. If it's a cheat day, then you go into it thinking, well, I'm going to have whatever I want today because I'm cheating today. It's kind of like robbing a bank. If you're going to rob a bank, you might as well take everything that's in there because you're already in trouble. So that mindset has to be let go. And finally, the biggest thing is you have to stop rationalizing, because rationalizing is basically a very, very, very fancy way of making excuses for your behavior. You're too busy, you're tired, you skipped breakfast, so you had to eat the big, huge cheeseburger. You didn't want to waste money. It was cheaper to get the extra large one. I mean, these are all crazy rationalizations. But the bottom line is you have invested all of this time and effort and money even in your health. So rationalizing by creating these ideas that you know are so false is really just nonsense. And that's what you have to tell yourself, that you are just being silly and this is just nonsense. So if you are just joining us, I am talking about strengthening yourself and your willpower so that you are not so weak on the weekends. And what can you do to kick up your success rate for the weekends? And once you conquer this, and once you get stronger and start to understand that you can be as strong on the weekends as you are during the weekdays, this is really where the light bulb goes on. And this is really where people start to see a higher success rate. So ask yourself, how's that weekend overeating working for you next Monday? Next Monday, when you have overeaten or even after a holiday, you have to ask yourself, you know, what was that worth it? And of course, you are going to say it certainly was not. So I've put together some really good reasons and some really good strategies for you. And I was really careful not to repeat myself and use, you know, the usual ones that you've heard me say over and over in a lot of my shows, like, you know, drink lots of water and, you know, the common sense ones. So these I've really, really centered in on weekend eating. And the biggest one is apply the clean slate method. And I've not talked about this before. So this clean slate approach means that if you screw up or if you mess up, that you get to start over. And that doesn't mean on Monday. And oftentimes if you have a slip on you know, Saturday, and you ate something that you know you shouldn't have, or you were enticed at breakfast and you ordered something that you know you shouldn't have, or you overate, people oftentimes will say, well, I've already messed up the weekend, so I'm going to start on Monday. So this clean slate method is something that I want you to put into practice, and that is you are going to start fresh at the next meal. And it's never too late. So if you overate Friday night, no problem. Wake up Saturday morning and start again. If you overate at breakfast on Saturday, it's okay. Clean slate at the next meal. This takes a large amount of willpower to do, but you more than likely aren't going to be hungry because you just had a large meal. So the damage has not been done yet. You still have room to clean up your act. And you know what? You can clean it up even more by going to the gym and going for a walk. You don't need to kamikaze this by sticking your hand in a jar of peanut butter and doing more damage. So you pick yourself, dust yourself off or do more damage. And I'm pretty sure once you get used to this clean slate method and you start to see clarity in this, this will be a big turning point for you. All right. So how to have a clean eating weekend. Stick to a schedule. Always get up and have a big breakfast. People wake up on Saturday, Sunday mornings. They sleep in. It throws their entire schedule off and they don't eat breakfast. They go out shopping and they end up eating something that they shouldn't eat. So start with a big breakfast. Certainly eating at home is the smartest thing to do. But if you are going to eat at a restaurant, always look it up. You can look up and look at the calories, make your choice before you get there so that you don't do too much damage when you are there and you are starving. If you're going to indulge, and certainly weekends are made for relaxation, if you're going to indulge and you're going to have that cheeseburger, do it with something that you really want to do it with. You do it with something that you really love. Don't do it because it's there. Don't do it because you went to somebody's house and they served you a big honking piece of lasagna and you absolutely don't even care for lasagna. Don't eat it because somebody put it in front of you. Be creative with your indulgences. If you are craving pizza, make your own. There's a ton of ways to make cheeseburgers and pizza and fries without all the extra calories and fat. Look it up. Eat and enjoy your favorite foods in moderation. Eat it slower and enjoy it. Don't deprive yourself because it will backfire. I've seen it happen. I've watched it happen. And I have experienced it firsthand. If it does happen, eat it, move on, and clean slate method. If you go out, make sure you eat something before you go out. My binge blocker trick, so that you don't overindulge. And one of the worst things you could do if you are going out to eat, and I know there's so much fun, but avoid the appetizers. Appetizers are literally mini meals in themselves. And if you are trying to lose weight, you are really walking into just extra calories. Speaking of extra calories, don't ever eat anything unless it's on a plate. During the week, we're busy. We have schedules. We sit down and we have our meals. On the weekends, we graze. We're mindless. We pick and we nibble and we lick and we bite. So if you are really, really trying to conquer the weekends, make a rule for yourself. No more nibbling unless you actually put it on a plate. And you'll be amazed at how different it looks on that plate. And of course, keep a journal. Even if you're somebody that doesn't journal, write it down on a piece of paper, and you'll be amazed at how much that adds up when you start seeing it. So with that being said, weekends, free food is not free of calories. So if you stop over at a friend's house and they offer you a cookie, or if you're at a store and there's free samples or whatever, a sucker at Whole Foods is free, of course, but it's not free of calories. And so that's why I encourage people to write everything down. Again, don't skip meals. We're very famous for doing that on the weekends because we don't have a schedule. We did this ourselves last weekend. We completely skipped a meal. My husband and I bought a pizza oven, one of those brick pizza ovens. So we spent all day Saturday out shopping for it. And then by the time we got the oven and the ingredients and made the pizzas, we were ready to eat like seven of them. So, you know, that was not a good idea. So, you know, we're guilty of it ourselves. Be mindful of it. Stop, take a break, have a small snack. Plan ahead. Don't grab and go or eat in your car. Anytime that happens, you tend to overeat. And keep those snacks handy. A quality snack in your purse or in your car will take the edge off, so that way it doesn't accumulate, your hunger doesn't accumulate, and you don't end up overeating. And then certainly this is a big one on the weekends. You know, if you are a drinker and you love to have your beverages, pay attention to the calories and the sugars that are involved in these beverages, and definitely keep track of what you're drinking. If it means that you pour a glass of wine and you finish the entire glass before you pour another one, that is a trick that I have my clients do. Otherwise, you are not keeping track of how much you're drinking. If you drink a half a glass of wine and you fill it to the top and you drink another half a glass and you fill it to the top and you keep on doing this, you have literally lost track of how much wine you've consumed. And believe me, after a couple pours, you've lost track anyways. So be mindful of your alcohol and mix it up with some water. Definitely hydrating with water is going to keep you full, and it's going to help get rid of those toxins and help support healthy digestion as well. making those better choices for whatever reason is going to add up. And all of this, in turn, is going to change the habits. The biggest thing is don't reward yourself for food. Eating clean doesn't mean that you can't stay social. Don't make it all about food. Instead of meeting up at a bar or at a restaurant, spend some time outside, meet a friend for a walk, get together if you want to have a gathering and that there's food involved. It could be a healthy food get together. It doesn't have to be filled with food that is not healthy, and encourage your friends to eat healthy. You know, being the food guru that I am, oftentimes people just assume that what I bring to a party is healthy, and don't tell anyone, but it is. But they usually don't know because I make it fun. And that is something that you should do as well. So the verdict here, the majority of evidence seems to suggest that an odd treat here and there will not damage your good work that you put in during the week. But if you constantly and consistently go into this pattern of extremes, of weekend eating and going out to eat and nibbles and bites and not paying attention what you put in your mouth and rewarding with food and large meals, this will inevitably pause any progress and even set you back. Certainly, if you are somebody that is not hitting your goals and you're wondering why, this could be the culprit. The most successful changes that you can make to your lifestyle are those that are sustainable and those that you can sustain. So when it comes to a weekend treat, be smart, do it in moderation, and common sense is the key. So keep your eye on the big prize, and the goal is key. Enjoy your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running.